Yep, so I finally got the room to myself. I've had lots of ideas, but I didn't have the... I can't get up at 2 in the morning and make a video here. And I barely have the motivation. But anyway, watching CNN, and was about to change the channel again, because I only stumbled on by accident. Then I realized I got to watch it a little bit just to keep up to date on the propaganda. And interesting phrase used, all eyes will be on some sporting hero. They're talking about soccer. All eyes will be on him. Yeah? All eyes. And then came the Trump theater. All eyes will be on him. Yeah? That's the whole point, misdirection. They want to keep all eyes on where they want you to look, not where they don't want you to look. Nothing that's been reported on CNN is really news. It's either fake news or pure propaganda. And, of course, there are, what do they call them, rhinos? These fake Republicans who also show up. But, of course, Trump is totally controlled. He's an actor. He's playing a role. It's all scripted. This is all to provoke people. And also to, you know, draw in their attention and their energy. Because where your attention goes, that's where your energy goes. There are so many things that we should be doing right now, but no one's doing and talking about too. Not one person is talking about the fact that viruses don't exist on TV. Even in the controlled opposition and on BitChute, people like Tim Untruth, they're not telling you the fact that viruses don't exist. You know, it's like, it's why I wrote the book Religion. Because until you get to the very, very lowest level of abstraction in things, and things like alleged viruses and alleged gods and alleged godmen and alleged miracles and all that kind of stuff, you've got to stamp this shit out. Like, I'm managing the garbage this morning. That's what one of the things I do is manage the garbage, which is correct, because as a philosopher, that's what I do. I manage the garbage. I sort the valuable items from the garbage, and then I throw the garbage out. Problem is, people are not willing to throw out the garbage. They hoard the garbage. In fact, they throw out the valuable things, and then they keep the garbage. Yeah, and their heads are full of garbage. TV's full of garbage. Most books are full of garbage. And if you're unwilling to challenge your own most cherished, comforting beliefs, especially the ones that you were indoctrinated with and brainwashed with and conditioned with and programmed with from birth, imprinted with, yes, because it comes down to, authority comes down to trust and imprinting. They did those famous experiments with chickens, you know, they hatched the eggs next to snakes, and all the chicks were imprinted with the snake as its mother. So all the chicks implicitly trusted the snake as if it was its natural mother that was going to protect them and etc. And that's exactly the same with people. They are born into a situation and they are imprinted by their parents. Most parents have nothing to offer their children apart from the lies, maybe comforting lies in some cases, of their religion. And, I mean, in the past they could pass on a trade to their children, but these days all people have to pass on to their children are their stupid, ignorant, dangerous beliefs that they were programmed with from birth too, imprinted with. And their political beliefs too, because even though people do rebel against their parents, I remember reading stuff about that while children might rebel against their parents, at one point they tend to go back and vote in the same partisan lines as their parents. And remember, it's World Wrestling Federation. It's all a sham democracy. There's no two-party. The two-party system is no different in America now than it was under Soviet democracy. And remember, the German Democratic, the DDR, the German Deutsche Demokratische Republik, yeah? They're all republics. They're all self-proclaimed democratic. I'm pretty sure the Chinese call their system democratic also. And you get to vote in China too, I'm sure, you know. And there's no difference between voting for Trump and Biden in America than there is for voting for two communists in Soviet Union or two communists in China. So, you know. But yeah, basically all eyes will be on some sporting hero. Yeah, the old circus and bread. Bread and circuses. The World Cup is the circus and this new Trump thing is a circus. It's all theatre. Trump has been a Call of Duty actor from the very beginning. They made him. everything Trump has become. He's got personality, of course, but there's millions of people who could have filled his position, but he's the one they choose. He worked with them from the very beginning. You know, you don't get on TV by accident. Yeah, you don't become a movie star by accident. Yeah, like Zelensky, you don't become a TV star like Trump by accident. You know, the people who control the media is anybody who challenges the notion that Jews controlled the world media and Hollywood. How can anyone? Anyway, but they still get away with saying they don't. So anyway, but yeah, it's all theatre. I've had quite a few ideas, but I don't have the chance to record them. But yeah, like I stumbled on CNN accidentally. I wanted to change it straight away, but then I realised, now make a quick video about their propaganda, because it's not always obvious to everybody. The tricks they use are very subtle neuro-linguistic programming. And you might say they're not subtle, they're obvious. Yeah, it's like the gestalt. When someone paints a gestalt within a painting, and if you don't see it, you can't see it. But the moment you do see the gestalt in the painting, you cannot unsee it. And then you say, it's obvious. How can you not see it? But this is all the tricks of neuro-linguistic programming. And they've got Americans cheering for their World Wrestling Federation actors. You know, they think their wrestling is real, that it's not staged and orchestrated and choreographed. And so they get excited. They like to get excited. They want to hate somebody, as Freud said. People need somebody to hate and somebody to love. So the Cult of Judah gives them the good guy in the World Wrestling Federation that they can love, and the bad guy in the World Wrestling Federation they can hate. And right now, people, Russia has always been, I mean, they play off East and West, and Russia has always been used as someone to hate. You know, these days, think about it. Who are you allowed to hate? Who is it socially acceptable to hate? They used to be able to hate African Americans. They used to be able to hate homosexuals. You used to be able to hate lesbians. You used to be able to hate people from different religions. You used to be able to hate people from other nations. Yeah, it was all acceptable. It was all socially part of the program in the system. But now there's very few, if Freud's correct and you need someone to hate, there's very few people you're allowed to hate socially. Yeah, you can't virtue signal and hate most groups at the same time. But you can hate, in America, you can hate right wing. All around the world, you can hate people like me who are telling you the truth about viruses that don't exist, the fact that the official Holocaust narrative is a total myth, the fact that 9/11 was carried out by the American government with Mossad, you know, with Israeli government, and the actual destruction was actually carried out by a company called Controlled Demolition, who then got the contract to secretly remove all the evidence. You know, in the world's biggest crime scene, all the evidence was removed the next day. And how do they manage such logistics? Yeah? They can't even manage to pick up the garbage on time here. How did they manage to clear it to be able to turn up on the morning of 9/11 and clear everything out so quickly? Yeah? How did they have those logistics already planned? Who knew what was going to happen apart from the company controlled demolition who conducted the controlled demolition and then got the contract to remove all the evidence of their actions? But anyway, so Russia apparently is throwing missiles at Ukraine again, you know, this bogus war. They called the British declaration of war in Germany in the Second World War the phony war, because, you know, they promised to defend Poland. They told Poland, you can do your worst, you can treat Germans with utter contempt, and we'll protect you. But yeah, when they declared war, they did nothing. And then they came into Europe and then they ran away. And Hitler let them escape. That was a phony war in the World War II, the beginning of it. But this war in Ukraine, still people have not seen any evidence of a real war. From in the Army Reserve, I've got a tiny little bit of military background, tiny little bit. You know, I'm not claiming to be a specialist, but I know that there's different units of, fighting units, and I haven't seen any evidence of even a platoon in action in Ukraine. You know, and we're living in the 21st century where they have satellites; they could film everything from space. You know, they could show you every battle if they wanted to, but there's no battles. There's just a few missiles, and there's every excuse for economic wrecking. They're just destroying the infrastructure of Ukraine. Remember Chernobyl was set up too? They declared the Chernobyl area a nature reserve, and the animals around Chernobyl are thriving, yeah? It's the biggest nature reserve. If you want to think about the Georgia stones, guide stones, about, you know, depopulating vast areas of the world. Well, Chernobyl was the best example of depopulation of a vast area of the world in Ukraine. Anyway, 10 minutes, so ciao for now.